round one, fight!
Hi everyone, this is episode 6 of Don't Be a Scrub podcast. We are outside in a Box Hill area, somewhere in Box Hill. And today we have one of the organisers of Shadow the Showdown with us. It's Ali.
Hey, what's up guys?
So we're just doing a bit of an intro here, just to see. So why don't you tell us a little bit how Shadow the Showdown started and what was your highlight of the weekend?
Well, my brothers came up to me and they're like, hey, let's invite some international guests. We're like, but bam, just happened already, and so when are you going to invite them? And they're like, let's just start our own thing. And at first I thought they were crazy, but if they're going to, you know, if they're going to do this, then they might as well do it with me, since I'm the only sane one. So we started getting to work on, trying to invite some people. A lot of them were hesitant at first because, you know, we've never had a tournament in our name, Shadaloo's name, and a lot of these guys haven't been to Australia, so they, you know, it was a bit hard convincing them, but eventually they all came around. And the other hard part was trying to find the venue in such a short time during Christmas. So we were lucky to find that, you know, the venue that we used, and everyone was happy with it. Plus, it had everything we needed, internet, especially the wired kind, so we can stream it. And I think it turned out really successful. I think we got a decent amount of players come down, and you know, 3,000 I think at one point streaming. So you know, it's a new record for Australian stream, and it's for our first event, I feel like we did, it was pretty successful.
Definitely. I mean, when you think about it, like me and Martin were talking about, this was basically the first international Street Fighter tournament in Australia. Like, okay, Evo APAC, but that's again Evo qualifier, so I didn't really count that to begin with. So,
yeah, if you think about
congrats,
it.
Congrats. Don't salt Sydney.
No, I'm not salting Sydney. I'm just saying, like, it's not an official tournament where people showed up because it's more of a qualifier for the bigger tournament. So
I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, technically in that way, yeah, it's the first official tournament where people have to come to here, not, you know, you're here to go somewhere else.
Exactly.
So yeah, I see where you're coming from.
So what was your highlight of Shadaloo Showdown, besides all the driving?
I think it was... Oh man, the driving. No, I think it was meeting them in person, because I wasn't sure what they'll be like. You know, you've seen them on the stream and stuff.
A lot shorter.
Yeah, that, no. Margo looked taller than I thought he would be. But no, they turned out to be really cool. Like, Margo speaks more English than I thought he would.
Yeah.
Same with Gamer B and Takedo. And it was really, you know, because we can talk to him, we interacted with him a lot more. Like, Dargo was a cool dude, and you know, especially when I interviewed him, he seemed like a really nice guy. But it was very hard to connect with him because, you know, the language barrier. But these guys, you know, they were fucking around, you know, trash talking with us, and we were trash talking them. So it was, I think we felt like, you know, they had a bit more fun because, you know, they understood us and we understood them. And a lot of people were saying, you know, you don't see Margo very happy when he goes to foreign countries, like he doesn't interact too much. You know, people say that, but I don't know what they're talking about, because he seemed like he had an awesome time here.
Especially on Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday.
The beast is unleashed. Well, we gotta talk alcohol.
That's a whole nother episode right there. But yeah, it was just meeting them, like, and becoming friends with them. So, and also, like, you know, you wonder if it's just friendship while they're here, but, you know, Takedo's gone back and he's already started a blog, mentioned us already, so we must have left a pretty good impression if, you know, they're not just forgetting about us as soon as they go overseas.
I'll tell you one thing, man, I am so looking forward to Evo Japan.
Yeah,
Evo, just to see them on their home turf.
It's just going
to
be interesting, though, like, if Evo seems to be still going with Super Street Fighter, not Arcade, so if we do go to Japan, we're going to be playing that, and if we've only been playing Arcade the whole time, it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. So, out of the three, who was your favourite?
It's too hard to pick. I'm not gonna pick between.
So favorite moment, like, off the guest.
I hate Takedo the most, though. He knows it. Me and him are rivals.
So you hate Takedo the most?
Yeah, he knows it, man.
Because he's the king of the demons.
Fucking JR Takedo.
JR Takedo.
JR Takedo.
Yeah, no, it's too hard to pick between them. Each one had their own special personality. Let's say that.
I think special personality.
I think Mutton pointed it out, like, when we were walking back from the airport after we picked up Gamer B, he basically, like, pointed to Keto and said, you know, he's the scholar, Margo is like the
street, like the small street, streetwise.
Yes, yeah. And then you have like Gamer B. What was Gamer B?
I have no idea what was Gamer B.
It's like the wise old man.
I don't call him old man. No, he gets upset.
Gamer B is the dirty old man. No,
dirty old man. He's fucking the guy. What's his name from Dragon Ball Z? The one on the island.
Master Roshi.
Yeah.
Oh,
Master Roshi.
I call fucking Gamer B Master Roshi now.
Awesome. Gamerfish.
Yeah, explain to people why you call him Gamerfish.
Because he's got a memory of a fucking goldfish. He doesn't remember shit. I'm surprised if he even remembers who's talking right now. He's like, what Shadaloo Showdown? I don't even know. Yeah, that's why he's known as Gamerfish now.
Gamerfish.
He came, he saw, he conquered, he
and
forgot.
And he forgot everything.
So what about Mago? You call him Mago Monkey, right?
Monkey Mago, because of the zoo. He's imitating all the monkeys in the zoo. You see some of the pictures we get. And but then I found out, you know, while listening to your interview, that he used to be called Argo, so I just call him Argo now.
Mm-hmm.
I like Argo. It sounds cool. I don't know. It's a bit more fierce than Mago.
It reminds me of Iago. Is it that Psyche of Hercules?
I don't know. It's like some fucking dragon movie or something. Argo. I don't know. So I'm going to call him Argo.
Nice.
And Taquito will always be known as JR Taquito. And my rival. Slash business partner.
Slash
guy I know. I don't know.
Awesome player, you know.
Yeah. He's alright. He's not bad.
Alright.
Yeah, he's damn good.
What are your plans for next year's Shadaloo Showdown?
We got a lot of plans. First things first, though. Trying to make up some of the finances we lost because the venue and the t-shirt guy kind of screwed us in the face. You know, I don't want to go into it, but if it wasn't for that, you know, the whole event was successful financially wise. It could have been better. Hopefully we won't make the same mistakes next year. That's the first step. And then the other hard part is going to be wondering who we're going to invite, because I want to invite the same people because they were awesome, but you also want to meet Momachi and Kendevu and all those guys. And hopefully a lot of US players, the ones that are contracted, will come down on their own, so we don't have to worry about that. And hopefully Takeda will come down on Traveling Circus's sponsorship. We'll see. We're going to be in talks with them, and we're going to be working on sponsors from now so we can have, you know,
a whole year to prepare.
Yeah, some awesome prizes and maybe some, you know, extra cash. Mm. And we'll see what happens. We got a lot planned. A lot of things we wanted to do for this one that we couldn't do, we'll be doing it for the next one. So.
Awesome. So any last thoughts or shout outs?
Shout outs to everyone that actually came and everyone that tuned in and all the websites and all the people that, you know, spread the news about you know, Shadaloo Showdown. Hopefully a lot of you guys that couldn't make it this year will be there next year, because it's gonna hopefully blow this one out of the water. I don't know how we're gonna do it, but you know, I got some ideas. We'll see.
I think we all have a few ideas.
What happened to the Red Bull girls?
We never got back to them. We were too busy with other stuff.
How could you forget the Red Bull
girls? I know, don't worry. We'll specifically call them for you next year.
Awesome.
I'm going to call them for Gamer B next year. Yeah, so Gamer B.
Yeah, man, like, yeah.
Yeah, well, congratulations to Gamer B, first Shadaloo Showdown champion ever. Yeah. You know, that's
in
something.
In style.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. All right, so today we're going to be doing the Gamer B interview. This was done basically on Monday after the zoo trip.
Yeah.
Predominantly, this was after the whole tournament. Basically, Gamer B won it, and we did an interview with him. So, as always, you can find the full transcript on Martin's blog. we hope you enjoyed the interview. This is day 5 of Shadaloo Showdown, including Tokido's Wednesday arrival.
Yep.
And we are in the Ridges lobby with one of our very special international guests, Mr. Gamer B. So, welcome.
Hi, everybody. I'm Gamer B. Nice.
So take it away, Martin.
Cool.
Gamer B, how did you get into fighting games?
When I was still young, I saw the Street Fighter 2 for the first time, like maybe 9 or 10.
Okay.
And I liked this game a lot, so I tried to play it. Yeah.
Okay.
Then I start play fighting game all the time.
So when did you get into your first tournament or compete?
The tournament.
Yeah.
Actually, when back to the Street Fighter 2, I already joined the first tournament. It's a small tournament, maybe just only like 10 or 20 people.
I see.
Small, and the prize is I guess it's a PC Engine. PC Engine.
Oh, PC Engine. Oh.
Did you remember that?
Yeah.
It's cool. Pretty old, right?
Yeah. So how old were you when that happened?
I think it's five grade.
Oh, grade five.
Grade five. Mm-hmm. So when is that? I can't remember. It's about 10, 11.
So
11?
So you've been playing fighting games competitively for 20 years?
Almost.
Wow.
About 20 years, yes, actually.
That's a long time. So, what's your favorite fighting game?
My favorite fighting game, I should say the most time I spend on fighting games is Virtua Fighter.
Virtua Fighter.
Start Virtua Fighter 2 to the Virtua Fighter 4 Evolution.
I see. So Virtua Fighter is your favorite fighting game?
Yeah.
So what about your favorite non-fighting game?
Non-fighting game? I think quite a lot, because I play all kind of game all the time. Action, adventure,
RPG,
but I don't like sport and or racing.
I see.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite right now?
The favorite right now is besides the Street Fighter 4, I play League of Legends.
Oh, League of Legends. So that's your favorite game. Cool.
For now, yeah.
Awesome. So what is the most delicious thing you've eaten in America?
Oh, you mean the food?
Yeah, the food, yeah.
Actually, it's the Mexican food.
Mexican food?
Yeah, the burritos and tacos.
Oh.
It's actually, good.
So that's your favorite in America?
Yeah.
Awesome. How are the changes in Aidon's wake up timing in Arcade Edition, or his other changes going to affect his matchups?
I think it will affect the matchup, but I don't know what it will be affect, how much it would affect to me.
I
would need test it.
I see.
I will see how it's going.
If it's too bad, will you consider switching your main in Arcade Edition?
Yes, I will.
You will.
Yeah.
So what's a likely candidate for your new main?
You mean the what character I will? I guess because I kind of like the character who can rush. So I was trying to use the Dudley, but the Dudley this time is not good. Maybe I will try Dudley again, or just the new character like Yun or Yang. Yeah.
Oh, okay, very interesting. What is, in your opinion, Aidon's worst matchups? And
worst.
Why?
I think it's pretty worst. For now, I have had is the Tokido, the Akuma
match.
The Akuma match matchup is not so hard for me, but since apparently he know a lot things, it's very hard to defeat or guard. So I can block the option select or setting up. Pretty hard, so he's the most hardest matchup for me.
Do you think that's going to just get harder in Arcade Edition because of the wake up time?
Maybe, but I don't know yet. Maybe they will do more fix
other changes to Akuma that could possibly.
Because in just seeing the data, sometimes it might not the full thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I see.
Yeah, for example, with DJ standing jab, it should beat up Bison's scissor kick. But very hard to do it.
So, how strong are the players back in Taiwan? Are there any good players in Taiwan that you would like to talk about?
Yes, there will be a few very good players in Taiwan.
Yeah.
It's like first, the G-Pai.
G-Pai?
G-Pai is the best voted in Taiwan. He's pretty good. He almost catch to the Japanese level. He's the best forte I ever seen beside the
TKD.
Japanese. I should say TKD or Japanese. Yeah. And there's a detector player called Landi. He's pretty good because I keep losing to him all the time. It's a bad matchup for Aidon. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's another one. It's called Abi.
Abi
is the man who go to the Evo with me. He used the Rufus and switch to a guy.
Now
he's pretty good. He got talent. But he's too young, we're 21, so he cannot focus on the game. Yeah, that's his problem. Yeah, he got talent. Yeah,
just needs focus.
Yeah, and one more is the Zark.
Yeah,
he used the Fei Long.
Yeah.
He helped me practice fair matchup a lot.
So because of him, you can beat Margo today.
I think so.
Nice.
Yeah.
So all of you guys play online with the Japanese players?
Yes.
I see. So, okay. So what particular salty words or swearing did Mike Ross teach you?
Salty.
Or like, you know, what American slang did Mike Ross teach you?
He told me one word is ass. Ass. But I don't really know why they use this word for ass.
Because Mike Ross has a nice ass, so that's why he says it.
Oh, I see. Okay, I will tell him. Is that because you got a nice ass?
Yes, yes. So what about in Australia? Have you learned any Australian slang or idioms?
It's pretty hard because I don't know what the fimbles.
Oh, fimbles.
Fimbles?
Yeah.
Yes, it's pretty good.
I see. Yeah. Awesome. So,
what are you more proud of, your performance at EVO or your performance in Seasons Beatings?
Or your performance at Shadaloo Showdown where you beat Tokido and Margo?
I think the performance I have made, it should be started EVO because I was from nobody to be somebody. In that moment, I think it's pretty important for me. Even I can make so far for now. If it's not EVO, I won't be here.
I see.
That's right.
It's a starting point, so it's the most important part for you.
So you said that one big reason you got so good at the game is because you played the top Japanese players online a lot. With the arcade edition coming out, and the Japanese players will most likely return to the arcade, do you think this will be a problem?
It will be problem, but I don't know how much problem it will be like, because if the home video version released at like 6 months later, then everybody besides the Japanese will fuck it up, I think.
Yeah.
Then, but before the home video release, I think the tournament in every country is still be the Super 5-4.
Oh, okay. So
the tournament won't be affect so much before the home video release. But after it released, I think Japanese player will take over everything.
Yes. I think so.
That's reasonable.
Do you think people will, because American tournaments are so console focused, do you think that we're going to lose a lot of players from the community because they're playing an outdated version of the game?
I think it will, because the outside the Japanese with the, if you don't have an arcade, you have depend on the game. Everybody want to play the newest game.
Exactly.
Right? That's right. So if I cannot play Arcade Vision, and there's no tournament invite me to win, I probably just stop it.
Exactly.
That's right.
So yeah. Okay.
That's sad to hear.
Yeah, I think we will lose. I think we will lose in general, a lot of people and a lot of casual people, because but. If depends on when the home console version comes out.
Yeah.
I think if it comes out like April next year, I think we'll be okay. But any more than that, I think, because Marvel will be out as well. So there'll be other competitive games coming out. So Street Fighter might take a bit of a back step. While Marvel sort of becomes bigger.
Yeah.
And then Street Fighter, once when it comes back,
it might be console. The Marvel will take, if the Marvel is doing well, I mean the balance and it's interesting, it's good enough, because you know the American love Marvel so much, so if Marvel, the Marvel release first, it might be take over the Street Fighter 4 place in America. I think it's bad for Street Fighter 4 for international, every country.
So with a lot of the new fighting games coming out, like Street Fighter Tekken, Marvel's Capcom 3, Mortal Kombat, are you excited to play any of these games?
I was switching the fighting game like Virtua Fighter, Street Fighter, and Tekken. Actually, after the Virtua Fighter 4 Evolution, I switched to the Tekken because I could find more arcade than Virtua Fighter. So I played Tekken a lot. But until the Super Street Street Fighter 4 home video version release, I started, and it's pretty good. So I can play in home and get better.
Yeah.
And so
practice.
Yeah. So I play Street Fighter 4 right now. But I think Tekken is good.
Yeah.
And Marvel, maybe it's a good idea for I say the brawl. Because it's gonna be a huge race.
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah.
Okay. Can you rank the following? We have Taiwanese bubble tea, American bubble tea, and Melbourne bubble tea.
Yeah.
Which one do you think is the best?
Of course, it's the Taiwanese.
Taiwan, of course.
Yeah, of course. But I think the Melbourne bubble tea and the US bubble tea, it's almost the same. But
Thai?
but the US version is more sweetie.
I see.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So do you like that or you like?
I like not too sweet.
Not too sweet.
Yeah, not too sweet.
Interesting. So
okay. So what do you think are your strengths and weaknesses as a player?
As a player, my strengths is like I'm not from Japan. I am from the Taiwan small island. We don't have much player.
Yeah.
I try very very hard and sing a lot much more than Japanese and maybe USA, so I can go outside from Taiwan and just my own alone. It's my strong set.
So basically you're hungry to improve and be the best.
Yeah,
your hunger.
But the weakness is the thing. I don't have a good place to practice because like Japan, they're easy to find a good player to practice. But as I can from Taiwan, the resource in Taiwan is almost I get every resource in Taiwan just myself. It don't spread to other people. The Japanese, besides the Daigo, is their competition is getting harder. So it might be weakness also a good for me. I don't know. But if for the playing, I think it's hard to find a good training
partners.
So what about your play style, your game? Like what are you trying to improve on right now?
Trying to improve right now. I think I got lucky because the Jaga, the Adon is pretty fit on my play style. You don't need too much technique and or skill. But if you can move faster and sing faster, it's pretty easy to use and did pretty well. But when new version released, I might be not able to as good as now right now.
So who were your mentors or teachers when coming up in the fighting game scene?
You mean the mentor?
Yeah.
Mentor, you mean who is the mentor
to you?
I think a lot of people, because I saw the focus on the like Daigo or Mago. They practiced like 10 hours a day. I never did that. I think when I go to USA, I saw some very, they are not best player, but their confidence. I think the confidence is good thing to learn. So I learn everybody's good.
I see. So long as you have the confidence in yourself.
I guess because after if you can get a very big tournament, like top 8, top 5, you when you join to another tournament, you will be more calm.
I see. Very interesting. So what do you do for a living?
I was the hotel manager.
Are you still doing that?
No, I quit my job before the Ohio disability because I going to the USA for a month, I could not take so much longer vacation. Time off.
So now it's more. So now you just full time street fighter or no other jobs?
Yeah, because I think it's this is the time I can get invite to a lot of country. So I play for 20 years fighting game. This is my chance. I think I will use the 1 year or half year to enjoy this right now. I think it will start for me. Maybe half a year or 1 year. So then I will trying to get back to my life.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Nice. Yeah.
So you're going to France next week?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. So what are your thoughts on sponsorship of Street Fighter players? Do you think fighting games can become as successful as StarCraft 2 in Korea?
I think the not so much higher price, but if you're doing for living, maybe.
Ah, I see.
Maybe.
Okay. So for traveling and things, it's okay, but for full time,
it's not
really
so
possible.
Because it's, as you say, the price in the Street Fighter 4 is not so good. You cannot win just one tournament and live for 6 months.
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
Yeah.
Have you been approached by any sponsors?
I don't have a sponsor right now because I think everybody's watching, still looking, because I. First of all, I'm not from Japan. And two, I'm not famous in the international for a long time. So I might not be stable. So I don't have a sponsor.
I see.
Yeah, but Filipino champ also is in a similar way. I mean, how long?
But the US is different.
It's different.
Because the US, they're living in the US, and the tournament is pretty much
traveling in the US is much cheaper.
It's much cheaper, yeah.
I see. So what do you like to do in your spare time other than play Street Fighter?
I still like to play a game, but I like to hang out with my friend. Most of my good friends from the game.
Ah.
Yeah. But we do a lot of science things like seeing the movies, karaoke, okay, and sometimes we do the League of Legends.
I see.
And
or
chat on the messenger. It's good enough.
I see.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I mean, how are you able to speak such fluent Japanese? I also noticed that when you first went to America, you required an English translator.
Yeah.
But after you spent some time there, after the season's beatings, you were able to speak English fluently after that. How did you learn English in 3 weeks?
I am expand the English. The English, I was playing some English game when I was young. But I not have chance to speak it. I have some word on my mind, but I cannot. I'm not good at the listening or speaking. But I like to see the movie a lot, so I will try to learn their accent speed. Yeah, and when I get to USA, people around me speaking English even. I can learn from them too, and if I can understand what the word they said, maybe only one word, I can guess the meaning,
the sentence.
Yeah, so I getting better because I stayed in USA for a month.
Your English has improved so much. So what about your Japanese? How come you're able to speak such fluent Japanese?
When I was the high school, I took 3 years Japanese, but it's not good enough. After I get a hotel job, it's almost a Japanese customer hotel. I got 3 years to practice.
I see.
I almost speak Japanese every day. So it's pretty good training.
Because you and Margo seem to speak, you know, communicate with not too many problems.
Not too much problem. I had enough word to communicate with the Japanese.
So I mean, because of the hotel job, like, are there any other languages that you can speak?
Nope, not so far. I was thinking about the Korean, but For now, I think the English will be more important for me.
Mm. For you. Mm. Alright. So, how do you deal with defeat?
What?
With defeat.
50?
Defeat.
Defeat.
A defeat.
Yeah. Losses.
What do you do after?
I was. When I was young, I cannot stand the defeat. Mm. Because the... I think the victory or race tournament is so important.
Mm-hmm.
But after I over 30 years old,
mm.
I was giving up, almost giving up, mm. since I won't be able to play a tournament mm. too huge.
Mm.
But after I can get reach the like top A mm. in Evo, I think the target, the goal,
mm.
I already made it. The rest of is only thing I can do more. It will start some other day. I can lose, I can win. If I win, I can win right now. I just enjoy it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if I lose, I still the same because I already think
about
it's over.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
I see. That's a good way to think about it. So, what are your thoughts on your performance in Shadow Showdown? Like, what are your thoughts when you went to the finals and faced Mago and Tokido? What do you think when Tokido kept doing Raging Demons against your Jaguar Kids?
Because mm-hmm. you seem very calm.
Yeah,
you know, it's like nothing affects. You know, that nothing really phases you.
Because
For example, Tokido very animated.
Yeah,
mm.
but you were calm.
Yeah, you're just very calm. You know.
I'm trying to be calm in mm-hmm. in the tournament because I think the thinking is the only way to win.
Mm.
You cannot start thinking, even you know. It's bad matchup.
Mm.
This man's too good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Even the everything is wrong with you, but you still have to do everything,
mm.
give everything for it.
Mm.
So I will keep thinking. Mm. Is there any chance I can do? Is there? It, even if it's little,
mm.
maybe it's just my hand not fast enough,
mm.
or just my combo
mm.
did something wrong.
Mm.
But if at least you know why,
mm-hmm.
but it also gave let me think. You got the chance,
mm.
you just didn't catch it.
Mm.
But if you catch this chance, maybe later, next time, you win.
Mm-hmm.
So, before I play with the Mago and the Tokido, I was playing with them on the internet.
Mm.
I was losing,
ah.
losing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I still keep thinking the way I can beat them,
right.
even just one round
mm-hmm.
or two rounds. I just do my best.
Mm.
But after the tournament, I tried so hard, and you know I got lucky. Mago missed two super combo,
mm.
and Tokido, he saw it, he got me, so he used the fireball.
Mm.
So I got a little lucky,
mm-hmm.
but it's still because I didn't give up.
Yeah, you stay calm.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I
that's what I was actually about. During, especially with that EX fireball thing. I was actually telling one of the other stream guys that GamerBee has a very strong mental. He's very strong mentally because some players when something like that happens, they completely fall apart because they're concentrating so hard, and then something bad luck happens, they just go, you know, they lose. But you just kept on plowing through, like it didn't affect you at all, which
like
is
I
very
said,
very important.
Yeah, like I said, I don't have this is my moment.
Mm-hmm.
If after this,
mm-hmm.
well, I think my age is too, but I'm too old for training for full time,
mm-hmm.
for playing games.
Mm-hmm.
But after this, it will stop somehow someday.
Mm-hmm.
If I get weak, mm-hmm. or if the game is not popular anymore,
mm-hmm.
it will stop. So I just keep catching every chance I could
mm-hmm.
have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you have anything to say about the Australian players you face?
I think Australian is pretty nice, and everybody is very enjoying the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than USA because in USA they're too much the aggressive, too much angry
mm-hmm.
than here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the game in here is pretty good because you got an arcade edition
mm-hmm.
and you get like two city,
mm-hmm.
you can
rivalry.
The rival,
rivalry,
rival
yeah.
thing is good. So I think if you're, there's a chance, just like me,
mm-hmm.
you're not so much player in mm-hmm. your country,
mm-hmm.
you can still try very hard.
Yeah.
You can still think like a Japanese mm-hmm. to prove yourself, to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the EVO
mm-hmm.
and be the Justin Wang and or Daigo. Just for one time,
mm-hmm.
it will make you famous, and you it will make you better and better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fulfill that inner goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, who do you like better, Gutex or Mike Ross?
I think that I like them both. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
they're funny.
Yeah, yeah. We're pretty big fans of Gutex and Mike Ross.
Yeah.
So if you were stuck on a desert island and you had to pick one of them, who would you take?
I think my Gutex.
Gutex?
Gutex is pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll round it up here. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to, any shout outs you'd like to give out?
The thing that I just said, the last, I think the most thing in fighting game
mm-hmm.
is the keep pushing yourself
mm.
to a better level, just
mm-hmm.
like any sport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sport star.
Mm.
Even they're very good,
mm.
they're still pushing themselves to mm-hmm. another level.
Yeah, just always
yeah.
improve.
And try find some your own fun
mm-hmm.
in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You will help her. You will help her a lot.
Mm-hmm. So if you're having fun, yeah, I think you're right. I think actually some people do tend to forget that this is just a game, and you still have to, if you're not having fun playing it, you probably shouldn't play it.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you very much, Gamerbee.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank Gamerbee for sitting down and doing the interview with us. And that's just about going to wrap it up for this episode. We always look forward to your feedback on any of the websites we actually download this podcast from. As always, stay hungry, stay salty, and thank you for listening.